different taste. In this week's parsha, soon, by the way, we'll soon start Pesach. We have to get into Pesach. Pesach is within 30 days. Maybe just we'll see another day or two. But right now, I want to learn today the sugya of Netilas Yodayim. In this week's parsha, we learn about the pasuk says Verochatsu Yideihem. It was last week's parsha as well, but in the beginning of Parshas Pikudei, we have a double header this week. There are two parashios, Vayakel Pikudei, and in Parshas Pikudei, the pasuk says, Vayosem Esakior. They put the kior, they placed it, Bein Oyel Moy Levin HaMizbeach, Vayitin Shama Moyim, L'rochtza, V'rochatzu, good morning, Rabbi Wolf. V'rochatzu, Mimenu Moshe, V'aharo Nubonov, Es Yideihem, V'es Raglihem. Moshe, Ar Nubonov, they wash from the Kiyor Yideihem, their hands and their feet. The Mishnah Berurah, well, let's go to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, it says the halacha, there are many halachas of Netilas Yodayim. In Mishnah Berurah, it's Chelik Beis, in Simon Kuf Nun Tes, all the laws of Netilas Yodayim. And one of the laws of Netilas Yodayim is Ein Neitlim Li Yodayim Ela Bichli. In order to properly wash your hands, okay, besides the Shir of Mayim and how many times you have to wash, Netilas Yodayim is a very complex halacha. There are many different laws that go into Netilas Yodayim. But one of the most basic things is that you have to wash your hands with a utensil. You cannot just put your hands under the water, in a stream. Okay, that may be tevila, but sometimes can be considered tevilas yodayim. But let's say we want to work with the principle of. Oh, we're going to get to it right now. We're going to discuss it. Basically, bidyavet, only when you're really desperate, then you can rely upon the force of being called a kli. I'll explain in a second why. But basically, in order to properly fulfill the word nitilah, the kiyar was a utensil. The kiyar moved. You can pick up the entire kiyar. And Moshe and the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash, when they washed their hands from the kiyar, they wash their hands from a movable utensil. If something is attached to the ground, it's not called a utensil. A utensil, by definition, is something which can be moved. It may be very large, it may be very heavy, but it has to be able to be moved in order for it to be called a utensil. So the kiyor was a utensil. The Mishnah Berurah explains, interesting, he explains, I'm sure he has a source, is that the reason why Netilas Yodayim demands a utensil is because it is patterned after the kiyor in the Beis HaMikdash. I'll read the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Ein Neutlim Elo, the Mechaber writes, okay, the Mechaber says, Ein Neutlim Liyodayim Elo Bechli, only from a utensil. The Mishnah Berurah there writes, Elo Bechli, the Asmechinu Rabbonon Almei Chatos, Oy al kiddush yodayim v'raglayim b'mikdash deboei kli. So he actually says two things. He says the reason why our netilas yodayim, again, besides the shiur of mayim, we're not discussing that. We're not discussing how many times you have to wash your hands. And not discussing the order. Let's just discuss the method, the utensil. The reason why you need a utensil is because it is patterned after the kiyor, which was a utensil, which they used to wash, the Kohanim wash their hands and their feet before they did Avodah.
They lifted and it up and they poured on it.
No, he doesn't have to enough to lift it up.
I have a question. Would somebody go to the bathroom, he has to wash with the keli afterwards?
L'chatchila, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. Why? Who says not? No. No, Ketanim also have to wash the clay. L'chatchila.
Let's say you're in shul, and you go to the bathroom, and then after you come out of the bathroom, you're gonna wash, prepare to switch the sheet. Then what? How do you handle that?
I'm sorry. Okay, so there are three ways to handle that.
I'm just saying, if you wash it with a keli, then wash it just vacation to wash it.
So there are three ways to handle that. The most common way is that you should touch yourself in the part of the body that's ordinarily covered. After you wash, you come out of the Beis HaKisei, and you wash your hands, you wash your hands and you recite Asher Yotzar. And then this is what the Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to do. There are three. There's the Grah Mishnah Berurah, and there's another Malba. You should touch yourself on part of your body which ordinarily is covered, which will basically, let's say, your arm, or let's say certainly above your bicep, or a part of your body which ordinarily is covered. You touch that. That automatically triggers the requirement for you to wash your hands again. And now that you want to eat bread, you have to wash of al netilas yadam, because it's a very big problem. Once you've washed your hands after coming out of the Beis HaKisa, your hands are clean. So how then can you make a bracha of al netilas yadayim for washing for bread? The Mishnah Berurah says it's a big problem. You have to touch yourself on part of the body which is ordinarily covered in order to bring upon yourself an obligation to wash. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If I'm not mistaken, the Gra says you wash once, and then you wash netilas yodayim, and then you eat the bread, and then after you eat the bread, you recite Asher Yotzar. I think that's what the Gra says. And then there's a third approach, a third opinion that says that you wash and you say first Asher Yotzar and then al netilas yodayim. There are three. Those are the three approaches.
Wash the first time without the clean.
Kubi doesn't help.
Because you don't need a clean for when you wash your hands first.
I don't remember seeing that. I have it written up. I know exactly where I have all written up beautifully all the different mahalachim. Okay, but let's.
What do you do, Rabbi?
I do the Mishnah Berurah says. I touch. I have this problem. I usually have this problem every Shalosh Shus. After that, after Mincha, for some reason, I have this problem often, and I touch part of my body. I do what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. I touch part of my body. And then I wash al netilas yodayim. It's a very common problem. It's a very good brought up. Okay.
You have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal.
Excellent. So then you must wash netilas yodayim again, but you don't make a bracha. If you go to the Beis HaKisa in the middle of the meal, so if you go only for ketanim, then you don't have to. Then you just wash your hands. Whatever you do, Beis HaKisa, you wash your hands. If you come for gedolim, or then you have to wash. You wash your hands. You're gonna wash your hands. The question is, do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha of al netilas yadayim?
You have to make a hamaitzi according to Gra.
No, we don't make hamaitzi, but we don't make a hamaitzi
for gedolim.
We don't make a hamaitzi for gedolim.
Even
gedolim, we don't make a hamaitzi. The question is, you might have to make an al netilas yodayim. To make another hamaitzi, you don't. But may ikar hadin. If a person goes to the Beis HaKisa in the middle of a meal for gedolim, and you come out of the Beis HaKisa, you have to wash again and make of al netilas yodayim. So you can ask the question. What?
The Gra, you have to make the Tilas Yadayim again and Hamaitzi.
Hamaitzi also? Are you sure? Hamaitzi could be? Even the Hamaitzi?
You ruin everything.
Today they tell people it's a big shiloh what to do, and they just don't eat bread. You can eat all you only have to wash the Tilas Yadayim for bread. So if you come out, if a person goes to the Beis HaKisa for gedolim in the middle of a meal, so then you wash, and obviously you're going to wash your hands. You're going to wash your hands. How many times, when you go to the Beis HaKisa, many people wash their hands l'serugin. It doesn't really matter. It works both ways. And the question will now be, do you need to make an al netilas yodayim? So the rule is, if you just don't eat more bread. If you don't eat more bread, then you don't need to make an al netilas yodayim. If you do want to eat more bread after you come out of the Beis HaKisa for gedolim, then you're mechuyev to make a brach of al netilas yodayim according to all opinions. And that's the rule. So you make an asher yotzar. You'll do like what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. You'll come out of the Beis HaKisa. You'll wash biserugin. And then you'll make an Asher Yotzar, and then you'll touch yourself on part of the body which is ordinarily covered, and then you'll make an Al Netilas Yodayim, and resume eating your meal and eating bread. Now you don't need to, now I'm not mistaken, because Rabbi Cohen is telling us that you need to make an al hamaytzi. I'm not familiar with that. It could be that there are opinions that say you need to make another hamaytzi, but the pash is you don't need to make hamaytzi, but you would need to make an al netilas yodayim if you want to eat more bread. If you don't plan to eat more bread, then you don't need to make an al netilas yodayim.
I think the Torah holds that for gedolim that you have to start all over again.
Even for the hamaytzi?
Yes.
Okay, could be. I'm not familiar.
The gedolim ruins everything. If in the middle of the meal, you did the gedolim, you have to start all over again.
Okay, we have to check this out. Okay, I accept. If that's the halacha, I accept. Okay, but this is not the topic I want to talk about. The topic I want to talk about, maybe we'll do more. Interesting, we'll talk about this. I just want to talk more, a little more on this. And there's a very beautiful article here in this sefer that I became very fond of, Shleime Mitzion. It's a long article, and it talks about Netilas Yodayim with regard to when you don't need to wash your hands. And he brings out, in the process, four different sugyas in Shas that touch upon the same issue. And that is, let's say a person wants to eat bread less than a beitza. Is a person obligated to wash his hands? Now, we have to define shiurim, just general shiurim. A beitza, let's assume for the sake of simplicity today, it's not accurate, but just makes it, is approximately, let's assume for now, it's three olives. A kezias is this volume of an olive. La halacha, a kezias equals the displacement of 3 fluid ounces. That's Rabbi Yashiv writes, I can show this to you inside. Rabbi Yashiv writes that Rav Chaim Noeh is the poisik acharon in these matters. And when everything is said and done, a kezias is the displacement of 3 fluid ounces. 3 fluid ounces, what am I saying? I'm sorry. 1 fluid ounce. I don't know what I just said. One fluid ounce. The displacement of 1 fluid ounce. A revius is 3 fluid ounces. Liquid, the sheer revius that one needs as a minimum to recite Kiddush is 3 fluid ounces. A kezias is the displacement of 1 fluid ounce. Now let me lay out what we need for our discussion. What is a beitza? Well, you know what? Let's not talk about beitza. Let's talk about a kichoseves hagasa. On Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, a person is not allowed to eat food because there's a mitzvah deraisa, the inisem esnaf shoysichem. A person is required to torture himself, to afflict himself. How does one afflict himself? He fasts. If a person eats a kezias, has he violated the inisem esnaf shoysichem? Definitely not. A kezias, the displacement, a solid that displaces 1 fluid ounce, does not give a person satisfaction. He is still begeder inui. In order to violate the inis mesnaf shoyseichem, a person must eat the equivalent of a large date. Kichoseve sagasa. What is l'halocha l'maisa kichoseve sagasa? It's more than a kezias. That's all we know. It's more than a kezias. How much more? Not so clear. I think poskim say it's basically 1.5 kezesim. But for today, in making simple, let's assume it's 2 kezesim. So in other words, in order for a person to be in violation of eating on Yom Kippur, he needs to eat food, solid food, that is equivalent to the displacement of 2 ounces. Okay, let's work with that. 2 fluid ounces. Now, what would that be? So everyone knows, I always give you this example. You take a schnapps cup, a shot, a plastic, the typical plastic disposable whiskey shot that you'll see commonly found at every kiddush and shul. And shul, there's whiskey, there's going to be somewhere on the table these plastic disposable cups. and you turn it upside down, you look on the bottom, it says 1 oz, 1 ounce. Okay, many kiddushim, you'll see again these disposable schnapps cups, that is one fluid ounce. You take a solid, you take mizonos, bread, whatever you want, and you crumble it into the smallest particles possible, and you stuff it up, and you stuff it up to the very top of this little plastic cup. That is a kezias. That is called a kezias, an aleph. If you eat that entire thing, guess what? You're not chayiv for Yom Kippur. Why not? Because Yom Kippur, you need to eat, you need the inisem es nafshoy seichem, you need to afflict yourself, and you need to basically eat l'chol adeyes, to be chayiv, two of those schnapps cups.
With how much time?
Within 4 minutes. The Rav Chai, Rav Eliashiv says, halacha l'maisa, halacha to be chayiv, we're talking about being chayiv deraisa, we make a lot of things, is 4 minutes. B'chdei achilas pras. You mamish hit upon what I want to talk about now. What is the shear? B'chdei achilas pras. How long does it take for a person to eat a half a loaf of bread? Half a loaf of bread is either 3 eggs or 4 eggs. Let's work with the rule that all the good poets can work with, halacha l'maisa, 4 minutes. So in order for a person to be chayiv for Yom HaKippurim, he would have to consume 2 of those plastic cups that are 1 ounce within 4 minutes. Now, halacha l'maisa, you go to a rabbi, they're going to be very, very machmir, and they're going to tell you, if a person, doctor gives an order, you must eat on Yom Kippur, they're going to tell you, take 1 cup. Don't do 2. Even though really you can do a little bit more than 1, but they're going to say, we don't want, not looking for trouble here, so don't take more than 1, a kezias. And even a kezias, they're going to tell, basically a kezias, and you can eat that whole kezias, and have to wait. You have to wait, they'll tell you not 4 minutes, 9 minutes. Why 9 minutes? No one says 9 minutes according to logic. The Chassam Sofer wrote 9 minutes is the Shir B'chdei Achilas Pras, and no one can seem to figure out how he got to that number 9 minutes. But L'chvoid, the Chassam Sofer, Yom Kippur only Yom Kippur, the Olam is Machmer, to consider 9 minutes B'chdei Achilas Pras. So today, the Shir, the Bichayiv, you have to consume more than 1 kezias, more than 1 ounce. So the limit, a Rav will tell a person who is mechuyev to eat on Yom Kippur, you take a fluid ounce, which is a kezias, it's less than iki choseh v'sagasa, it's less than a large date, it's less than that, and fill up that cup with solid, you can crush it, you can push it in as much as you want to push in, you eat it, and you wait 9 minutes. And then you can do it again, and do it again, and do it again, do the cycle. And that way you've never eaten a kichoseves hagasa within b'chdei achilas pras.
Okay. Are you allowed to drink that much also?
Yes. You can drink at the same time. You can eat and you can drink. You can a fluid ounce of food and a fluid ounce of liquid, because achila and shesia are not mitzdarif. They do not combine. So you can have a drink, and you can have a solid. You can take them together, because food and drink are not mitzdarif. And then you wait 9 minutes, and you can repeat. You can eat quite a bit. You can have quite a meal doing this every 9 minutes.
A bottle of whiskey,
you
can finish.
A bottle of whiskey, put you out of your misery on Yom Kippur. Okay, obviously, this is only in certain situations where a person, Rahman al-Islam, needs to do this. This is obviously not in the spirit of the law, of doing such a thing, l'chatchila, it's only people that are rachman l'tzana choylem. Now,
that's why we said, like by the Megillah, why Esther said v'tzumolai, and then added v'altochu v'altishnu, because for these 3 days, not even that.
Not even that. Interesting. Not even that. Don't even no kunsim. No kunsim.
Not even what you're allowed to do on a normal fast day. This for these 3 days, absolutely nothing.
Interesting.
Related to that, drinking the coffee.
Okay, drinking the coffee. So the shear of drinking coffee is 3 ounces. Okay, just going on a side topic. Now you want to go. You want to make a bari nefashos. If you a toyim a teeny mashu, you must make a bracha rishona. That is a given. If you drink a small sip, you have to make a bracha rishayna no matter what. The question is a bracha acharayna. So a bracha acharayna, what is the shir b'chli achilas pras? The Mishnah Berura is pretty makel. He says the b'di'eved, the shir of drinking is the same shir as eating, which means that if you just like when it comes to eating, to make a bracha acharayna, you must eat a kezayis within 4 minutes. So to coming when you come to drink, you have to drink 3 ounces within 4 minutes. Same thing. This the shir b'chlei achilas pras. The Mishmur, the Shara Tzion writes that b'di'eved, the shir b'chlei achilas pras is equal for eating and for drinking. B'di'eved lechatzchilo, it's shorter. What's the shir? He does not say. He does say. Taka says to go. He doesn't really say clearly what it is. And many poskim have debated this. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe Feinstein says 1 minute, 60 seconds. In order to be able to make a borei nefashos on a cup of coffee, you have to drink 3 ounces of that coffee within 60 seconds. Now, what happens when you take a cup of coffee? You start out that it's piping hot, and you take a little sip. It's too hot. And time passes, another sip, another sip. So when you begin to drink the cup of coffee, you certainly are not consuming 3 ounces, which are 3 schnapps cups, within 1 minute. But as it cools down in the middle of your cup of coffee, it may very well happen, oh, now it's the perfect optimal temperature, and you drink very quickly. And then it will turn out that you may have consumed 3 ounces, not all that much. You may have consumed 3 ounces of the coffee within 60 seconds. Then you must make a bari nefashos. So it's very hard to keep track. See, if you go along with the 9 minutes, you know, the chasam sofer, no one's going to end up drinking. The 9 minutes will result that if you end up drinking 3 ounces within 9 minutes, that's very possible. But to drink 3 ounces within 60 seconds, you know, you have to watch yourself. Generally, you don't see people making a bari nefashos on a cup of coffee because they assume that they're never at any point in time in all the calculation of whether they're consuming the coffee, they're drinking 3 ounces within 60 seconds. I think Rabbi Scheinberg says the shir b'chlei achilas pras is 30 seconds.
Okay. I have a question about...
Maybe we'll talk afterwards. I really want to talk a different topic today. I didn't prepare for this. I want to just talk about washing. There's a halacha. When it comes to washing, you only have to wash if you plan on eating a beitza. What is a beitza? We're going to assume for today a beitza is 3 zeisim, 3 olives. Okay, really you could say it's 2 olives, but let's say, because I want to make 3 different levels. There is eating a kezayis. Let's talk about eating non-kosher food. Person is chayiv min ha-Torah for eating non-kosher. Let's talk about matzah. Matzah mitzvah deraisa. How much matzah must the person eat on Pesach? 1 kezayis. You take a matzah and you crush it into particles and fill up a small little plastic schnapps cup. That is 1 kezayis. That's all you need to eat. So how did 1 little schnapps cup turn into eating 3 these massive large shiurim? Because you have to eat multiple kezayisim. End of the day, you end up being on Pesach 5 kezayisim. Yeah, 5 kezayisim that you end up eating on Pesach l'chatchila. But the average person can't eat so much. You just eat 1 kezayis. 1 kezayis, b'di'avad, it's enough to take a piece of matzah and you grind it up, you cut the powder, or not powder, whatever, into small pieces, and you fill up a small little plastic schnapps cup of 1 ounce. How much matzah would that be? It depends on the thickness of the matzah. If it was, let's say, machine matzah, it's usually not even a half of a matzah. Take a machine matzah. Try this at home. Take a machine matzah and grind it up, and you'll notice that you can fill up a little schnapps cup. Less than a half of a machine matzah fills up 1 schnapps cup. Okay, less than half a matzah, probably 2/3. Try it. You surprise how much powder there is, how much air there is in matzah. That's why. When you deal with machine hand matzah, it's much thicker. Every matzah has its own composition, and a lot of the shiurim that they present to you are inflated. There's inflation, Rabbi said. Don't forget, there's inflation on everything. Much smaller.
No. It goes, how many matzahs do you get per pound? And then it tells you how much of that matzah you should.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going by the weight.
By the weight.
And the whole calculation is how many. So if you're getting
thick matzah,
shots of matzahs, which you can't get anywhere, which would be eight a pound.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Versus Bar Park Bakery is only 6 a pound.
Interesting, right.
Versus Haredim is about 9 or 10.
Right, it's true. It all depends on how thick it is, the composition, but it's very different. If you were to try it on. I'm going to try this. You take a machine matzah, and try to crush it. Try to crush it the best that you can. You'll notice that it's probably 2/3 of a matzah fills up a little plastic 1 ounce. Any event, so far we have 3 shiurim. I want to show you a total of 4. There are a total of 4 shiurim we need to discuss for this topic. Number one is a kezayis. A kezayis is the equivalent of the displacement of 1 fluid ounce. Then there is kichoseves hagasa, a large date. This is the shear that is also for Yom Kippur. Let's assume right now that's 2 kezayisim. Then there is a beitza. When do you need a beitza? Midoraisa. You only have to recite Birchas Hamazon if you eat a kebeitza, an egg, according to one opinion, a beitza. Let's work with that opinion, a beitza. What is the beitza? Let's assume right now it's 3 kezayisim. And then there is something called a chatzi pras, which is not again for us today, but let's just work with the opinion, a chatzi pras, which let's assume is 4 eggs. Four kezayisim, and that is b'nogei the laws of tumah v'tahara. If a person consumes food that is tamei, you become tamei only if you eat 4 kezayisim. In other words, let's say the food is a sheni. We have a general rule that a sheni of chulin stops there. If something has the status of a sheni and you touch it, nothing happens to you. Only time a person can become a shlishi is truma. Truma can become a shlishi. But a person cannot become more than a sheni. So if you have in front of you food that has the status of a sheni, and you touch it, nothing happens to you. If it touches other foods of chulin, nothing happens. But Chazal made a takana. If you consume 4...
A person can only become a rishon, actually.
But there is an exception. The exception is if a person consumes the din d'rabbanan. If a person consumes 4 kezayisim, which is a chatzi pras of food that is a sheni, the person becomes a sheni. Special takana consumption. Well, tamei es hagevir. Your body becomes tamei if you ingest a chatzi pras of food that is tamei. How do you, if you touch it, you become tamei? No, obviously the food is not navatumah, the food is a sheni. So this food cannot make you tamei by touching. But if you ingest 4 kezayisim, then the body becomes a sheni. So we have presented here 4 different shiurim, which we're going to compare with regard to 1 halacha, which makes it interesting. What are the 4 shiurim? Number 1 is a simple kezayis. When do we have an application of a kezayis? Matzah. There's only 1 mitzvah deraisa b'zman hazeh of achila. Achilas matzah. A person has an obligation to eat a kezayis matzah. A kezayis. Then there is a shear we're going to work with the principle that it's 2 kezayisim. And that's Yom Kippur. If a person on Yom Kippur eats 2 kezayisim of food, he's finished. He's been in violation of the nisim es nafshoy seichem. Simple. 2 kezayisim in 1 shot right away, b'chli achilas pras, finished. When is there an application of 3 kezayisim? 3 kezayisim? That's a beitza. It's a big beitza, it's a big shear, but let's for now, a beitza. When is there an application of a beitza to be chayiv in birchos hamazon mid oiraisa? Mid oiraisa to be chayiv yachalta v'savata v'yirachas shem alokecha, 3 kezesim, you ate a beitza? Ha ha, that's it. You're now chayiv mid oiraisa to recite birchos hamazon. When is there an application of eating 4 kezesim? That's letame es hagevir, to contaminate your body. The person eats food, that's a sheni, nothing happens to him. But if he consumes 4 kizesim of food that's tamei, his body becomes a sheni. Now here's the question. In all of these applications, when does the rule of bichdei achilas pras apply? Bichdei achilas pras is the you eating the food continuously, consecutively, one shot. We pass in Halacha L'Maaseh said that the shir b'chdei achilas pras is 4 minutes. L'chatchila, 4 minutes. So it is a given that the only time a person fulfills his obligation or is in violation is if he eats something b'chdei achilas pras. Now, what does that mean exactly? So the basic halacha, by the way, a lot of this is in the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself discusses a lot, all these questions that we're discussing. Is by, let's say, a kezayis, matzah, the most famous halacha. You mechuyiv on Pesach to eat a kezayis of matzah. But you have to eat the kezayis of matzah within kidei achilas pras, within 4 minutes. So, what is the kezayis? A kezayis is one, the equivalent of the displacement of 1 fluid ounce. You have to eat the kezayis within 4 minutes. That's it. And if a person eats half of the kezayis and takes a break and comes back 4 minutes later, or eats the entire kezayis over a span of 5 minutes, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Now, what about birchas hamazon? There you have to eat, well, let's Yom Kippur, let's go to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the next shear. And the shear is 2 kezesim. So what would you argue? You would argue that 2 kezesim, I have now, it's double. If the starting point is 1 kezayis within 4 minutes, 2 kezesim, I have 8 minutes for 2 kezesim, because it's double the shear. When it comes to a beitza, to be chayv in birchas hamazon midaraisa, if a beitza is 3 kezesim, so I should get 12 minutes. Because if there's each kezayis is bichdei achilas pras, and I'm multiplying my kezayis by 3, I should get 12 minutes. As long as I eat my 3 kezesim of bread within 12 minutes, I'm chayv midaraisa. When it comes to mitameyas haguf hagviya, so the rule should be, I should be given 16 minutes. Because since I need 4 kezesim, and each kezayis, the bichdei achilas pras, is 4 minutes, so I should be allotted 16 minutes.
Your shear is kedei achilas pras.
So the Gemara says beferish, the Gemara says mamish beferish, no. The Gemara says beferish that even the largest shear of 4 kezesim, kedei letameyas hagviya, also must be consumed within 4 minutes. Shocking chiddush. Shocking chiddush. And if that's true when it comes to, if that's true when it comes to, to, no, to,
the shear are not multiples of the kezayis. The shear is only defined as the multiple.
But that's what it is. That's really what it is. This really is in the Gemara Sechta Yoma. And the Gemara is the question. Maske Florava. Kizayis bichdei achilas pras. V'chaseves hagasa, v'chaseves bichdei achilas pras, ? It's not fair. Okay, this halacha that I just told you, this rule, this is what gets very confusing. There is a rule of achila, and there is a rule of bichdei achilas pras. Every time Chazal demand that you eat something, it must be eaten bichdei achilas pras, or anytime Chazal tells you that if you do eat, you will be in violation of a halacha, it's always bichdei achilas pras. But what's so bizarre is, the sheer achila for different halachas is different. It's different multiples of a kazayas. And basically, the poskim today, they work, they to make things easy, they like to look at all of the different shiurim as multiples of kazayasim. Because the kazayas is the smallest shiur, and it's just convenient to work with multiples of kazayasim. Achilas matzah is a kazayas. Kichoseves hagasa liyim hakipurim is two kazayasim. That is called something which gives you satiation. When it comes to a beitza is three kizesim. When it comes to letameyes hagevia, it's four kizesim. It's just easy, convenient, a convention to work with kizesim. Now, but what does that say to us? Wait a minute. When it comes to all of these halachas in the Torah, there's a halacha that you have to eat or don't eat. And there's a halacha that has to always be done, b'chdei, the shir, b'chdei achilas pras. The Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. Because each halacha has its own shear.
Because if you're going according to what you're saying, it would have said one kazayas, two kazayas. No, it said a kazayas, a kaseves, a kabeya.
Absolutely.
Names, and therefore,
is it a fact that a kaseves agasa is larger than a kazayas?
Yes.
Is it a fact that a beitza is larger than a kichoseves hagasa? Is it a fact that tameyes hagvia, a chatzi pras, is larger than a beitza? So you're dealing with a much larger volume. How could it then be that you're given the same limited time of 4 minutes for everything? One size fits all, it doesn't make sense. There's a logic why a kezayis is...
If that logic were true, then it should only have one shear for any type of achila.
The Torah gives different shiurim for different achilas.
Therefore, don't...
Okay, we're going in circles over here.
Don't make a heckish.
Nobody asked this question, the Gemara asked this question. The Gemara acknowledges, I have four... The Gemara doesn't acknowledge every single party, he's putting everything here together, but we've just presented four halachos that demand achila, either eat or do not eat. Each one of these four is a different volume. Kezayis, kichoseves agasa, beitza, chatzi pras. And yet, they all share in common that in order to be in violation or in order to fulfill your requirement, you have to eat it within the time period of 4 minutes. It's not fair. How do you expect me to double the amount of something or four times the amount of a volume within the same time span as only eating a kazayis, which is also within 4 minutes? The Gemara asked this question. The Gemara's question, maskif larava, kazayis bechdei achilas pras. That we know, that's halacha lemoishe misinai. A kazayis, which we hold today is the displacement of one fluid ounce, must be eaten within 4 minutes. Okay, that is what Rav Eliashiv paskins. He says, that is the bottom line. Don't confuse me with all these charts. And the bottom line is, we paskin lach lemaisa, the displacement of one fluid ounce within 4 minutes. That's the ikar. Work with that. That is the ikar. So how could it then be that when it comes to Yom Kippur, when it's the displacement of two fluid ounces, it's also within 4 minutes. Doesn't make sense. You should be given 8 minutes. So this is the Gemara's question. And I'll read you Rashi. Rashi explains the Gemara's question. Uperish Rashi, quotation. Kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Kim lon b'chol oisan isurin sheshi'uron b'kizayis. This is a given. Shoha, if a person delayed bein tchilas achilas hashi'ur, Ligmar achilas yoiser bechde achilas pras ein mitzareif kichoy seves bechde achilas pras bitmiya biyom kippurim on yom kippurim sheshiur achilas bechde seves afhu shiuroi seiruf achilasoi bechde achilas pras on yom kippurim where the shear is kichoy seves agasa. How could it be that the shear is also, the time span is b'chdei achilas pras? V'yim shoh yoiser mikan ein mitzdarf upotter question mark. Rashi concludes now, v'ha kevan dishi uroi godol, being that the volume of a kichoseves hagasa is larger than a kizayis, boy shiatvei. It's logical, Rashi, because the Gemara is crushed, the way Rashi learns the Gemara. You should be permitted a longer period of time. Litziruf achilasoi, the hashta kula, the patrile. And now the result is an incredible leniency. Because it's now results in a leniency, because now it's Yom Kippur.
What is it?
Brokers? This is Yoma. Mesechta Yoma daf Pei Amid Beis.
Pei Amid Beis.
Pei Amid Beis. So the question over here is, it's not fair. It comes out of Yom Kippur. If a person, he asked the person after 4 minutes, did you eat the Kechaseves Hagasa within 4 minutes? No. I ate it within 5 minutes. Oh, you potter. What do you mean you potter? You should be chayef. If you have to eat double of a kezayis to be chayif, the inisim es nafshay sechem, you need satiation. You're only going to gain satiation if you eat two kezayisim. If one kezayis halacha l'moshe misinai, the shear is 4 minutes, so I should be that if I ate by two kezayisim, which is equivalent to chaseves agasa, within 8 minutes, I should be chayif kars for eating. No, it took you 5 minutes, you're potter. Wow, what a leniency. What a shocking leniency. How could you do that? This is the Gemara's question. And the Gemara says, no. The Gemara doesn't really give an answer. The Gemara just says, that's how it is. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. One
satiation
size.
Won't come out. Satiation won't be there if you stretch out your eating.
It's one size fits all. It's an incredible chiddush. Amalei Abaye Kimlu L'Rabbanon. The Gemara basically says, no, that's all part, it's an incredible insight into the human condition. Like what you're saying is, there are two dimensions in this world. There is the actual physical food that goes into your stomach, and then there is time. And even though you need to eat more, part of the satiation of Yom Kippur is in the mind. And once 4 minutes passes, you're no longer satisfied. Even though you have really consumed in your stomach plenty of food. You know, you think about it. People tell you that you can take little schnapps cups and eat the whole day. Could you imagine you can gain 20 pounds on Yom Kippur? And you're not in violation. Every 9 minutes, another two cups.
You'll then be satiated.
You'll be vomiting. You'll be in achila gasa by the time Yom Kippur is over. That's what the Gemara is saying. Why not time?
Pella. I don't understand the whole thing.
The Gemara says this.
Well, hang on a second. In other words, it's the thing is, it's not kidei achilas pras. It's kizayis kidei achilas pras.
Right, that's the halacha moshe misinai.
If you're eating two kizayisim, ain't no chinami, that it's...
8 minutes.
If you're eating two kizayisim, you have to eat that kizayis kidei achilas pras.
Each one of the kizayisim. The Gemara asks this question. Read the Gemara. Maskif lo Rava. Kizayis, this is the Gemara's question. Kizayis b'chdei achilas pras v'chayseves b'chdei achilas pras? The Gemara asks this question. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, Amalei Abaya, Kim luhu l'rabonon debohochi Mitva daite bitve mehochi loy mitva daite. Perish Rashi, bitve mehochi im shoyoiser mikan loy mitva daite. The Yomaki Purim, the Yishavadas Talia Milsa, the Sivashel loy suune. It's a pella. Unbelievable. Is that even though you have a larger shoe that's double, you still are limited in time to bichde achilas pras.
But your whole question that you're going to lead up to by Pesach, these two kizayisim are two.
No, no, that's different. Kizayisim. That's not a raya. That's a Pesach. Two. Right. Pesach is not relevant. Right. Let's not go. Let's.
Okay.
Kazais.
Pesach, I never said Pesach more than one. Pesach is only one Kazais. Today, we're machmir. We have total of five. When the day is over, we have total of five. But Bevasachas. Right? One is connected. But each Kazais is connected to something different.
So it's two,
right, that's two separate things. That you can luchari, you can say that you have 8 minutes there.
You have four. Because once I start eating...
Bechlal, to eat two Kazaisim, Bechlal is a chumis. These are extreme chumis. Extreme brisk chumis. The Gemara of the year says, Adavar Nifla. And that is, when there's a psychological element to eating. And when the Torah gave you a shear of achila, there are two dimensions. There's a dimension of what is the volume and what is the time.
Right.
Let's not get into moitzah. Minat Torah, you're only mechuyev to eat one kezayis matzah. That's it. That's a given. That's a davar pashut adamai. Only one. Today we're machmir. We have two kezayisim, and then you have the shiurim. Is it a shear derabbanan, a shear deraisa? Shear deraisa with machmir should be larger. There are layers and layers and layers of chumers on Pesach. Let's just talk mi'ikar hadin. Mi'ikar hadin, there's something, there's a halacha le'moshe mi'sinai. The sheer achila is a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. B'chdei achilas pras is defined in modern terms by Rav Yashiv Zechetzak Levracha. Pesach Acharon, he says, we follow Rav Chaim Noya, 4 minutes. The displacement of one fluid ounce of solid within 4 minutes. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, okay, that's very nice, that's the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. What about Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, the shear is kichoseves hagasa. Kichoseves hagasa, what exactly the shear is, it's not so clear, but it's for sure larger than a kezayis. Halacha l'maisa, they'll tell you today, two kezayisim, which is really probably too much, one and a half. One, it's larger. In fact, the Gemara. So the shear, as Rav Mordechai is baffled, should be more than b'chdei achilas pras. The Gemara's question. And the Gemara says, no, it's not. Because the Gemara is being megala to us. There are two completely different dimensions in a person achieving satiation. There is a physical satiation, and there is a psychological satiation. And when you let time pass, even though you got it all, my stomach is full, you're not satisfied. And I prove this to you, because halacha l'maaseh, rachmana litzlan, people that are ill and are mechuyev to eat, and can eat little small amounts, bit by bit throughout the day, that's what the rabbanim tell them to do. If they follow the rules, they can walk away by the end of Yom Kippur, an achila gasa. They can have so much food in their stomach, it's not to be believed. And yet, they are not in violation of the inisim es nafshay seichem. How could that possibly be? They ate more than the whole shul put together. Can eat a regular meal. Every 9 minutes to eat another kezayis? The whole day? Every 9 minutes? Do the math. You can you mamash kesuda shloim b'shaitai. And you're telling me they're not satisfied? That's right. Because it wasn't b'chdei achilas pras. Davar nifla. So just like you see when it comes to eating an enormous amount of food throughout the entire day, you're not satisfied, we're going backwards. It's a chiddush. Is it even when you have to eat, when the Torah wants you to eat now, b'chaseves agasa, or when, let's say you want to eat a beitza, three, also, it has to be eaten within b'chdei achilas pras. Now, why? And that's the Gemara, and then the Gemara is another kind. The Gemara goes even further. The Gemara goes through with Tumas Gevia, I think. And the Gemara expands upon this, and even goes... That's the bottom line of the Gemara. Okay, it's a chiddush nifla, and that's what it is. Now, what is this relevant to netilas yodayim? Maybe there's an exception to this rule, and that is when it comes to netilas yodayim. Now, what are the rules? The rules are, you're only obligated to wash your hands for bread if you plan to eat a beitza, at least a beitza. Meikar hadin, if you eat a beitza of bread. A beitza of bread, we paskin today pretty much that it's two kezayis. I told you three because I wanted to lay them all out. One kezayis, two kezayis, and three and four. Halach lamaisa were much more machmir. Two kezayis. You have to eat at least a beitza of bread to be chayiv in nitilas yodayim. I don't know if people will eat too. People will eat so much bread. You combine the bread with other food. It seems to be chayiv in nitilas yodayim. But let's just hold it for a second. Let's say. Now let's explain. What's the reason?
More than one slice of bread. More than one
slice. Even half a slice of bread. Half a slice of bread is already considered to be a beitzah. Bread, not matzah. Bread is very thick. You don't need much bread to have a kazayis. It's very, very, very dense. Matzah, for some reason, you need a lot. What appears to the naked eye, you need a lot more. Because matzah is much more air. So, you only mechuyev to wash and make a bracha of al netilas yodayim only if you have a beitza. L'chol hades. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. It's because, why do you wash? Why do we wash today? What is the game? What are we washing? Srach tumah. It's, we connect ourselves to the Kohanim. Bizman that it was Tahara. So Kohanim, if they were to touch Truma is very sensitive. Truma can become a Shlishi. Stam Yodayim are Shniyos. If you don't behave, watch yourself. You have to assume that you touch part of your body that you're not supposed to touch, and your hands, Chazal made a takana, the person's hands become a Sheni. If you touch Truma, the Truma becomes a Shlishi. And you're not allowed to eat it. Possible, you're not allowed to eat it, it has to be burnt. No, not so quick, if it's only midrabanan, but it can no longer be eaten. So Kohanim, they walk around the whole day. They are given truma. People give them truma. They have bread, everything in their home is truma. And they walk around the whole day and they touch things. They touch the part of their body, who knows what they touch. If they were to touch their bread, it would become, their hands are stam yodayim. And if they touch bread, the bread becomes a shlishi, they can no longer eat the bread. So Chazal told them, Kohanim, you cannot touch that bread. You have to wash your hands. Because if you touch the bread, even if you don't want to eat, by the way, even if you don't want to eat, but when there was tumah, you have to wash your hands in order to remove the tumah, then you can touch. Now the Kohanim are minorities. I'm not coming to be racist over here, but the Kohanim are minorities in society. If you're going to tell them you have to wash your hands, they're going to look around. Hey, no one else is doing this. Why should we? So in order to be mechazek, the Kohanim, loy plug. Every single person has to wash their hands before they touch bread. So let's say you're preparing food. You can touch, like in the bakery. You ever see the people in the bakery wash their hands before they touch the bread? They don't. So today, we only do it today before you eat it. You're planning to eat it. Once you're planning to eat it, then you have to wash your hands.
If you wear gloves,
you don't have to wash your hands.
And
but
not
you,
other foods either. Theoretically, it's all the food.
No, it's only right, but only truma, bread. The misakin is for bread.
Already, we were misakin it only for bread. But originally,
this is how it started. Right. Originally, you have real truma. You can't touch any food. They would have to wash your hands. So it's a sach. So now, therefore, here's the rule. The rule is the only time food becomes tamei is if the food has the shiur of a beitza. Food, this is the whole machlokes between the Rav, machlokes Rishon, what is the shiur? But let's learn now on a very simple level. Food only becomes even tamei. Not so pasha, but let's work with that. Only becomes tamei if the food has a minimal size of a beitza. So if you have bread that is less than the size of a beitza, and it's truma, and I'm a kohen, and my hands are shniyos, and I touch the bread, nothing happens. Because the only time midoraisa, a food, can be mekabel tumah, can become tamei, is if the food is the shiur of a beitza. If I have in front of me bread that is less than the size of a beitza, why should I have to wash? I'm not even allowed to make the bracha. It'll be a bracha levatola. The only reason why Chazal Masak that I should make a bracha, I should wash my hands and recite the bracha of Al Natilas Yodayim, is because if I were to touch this bread, if it were truma and I were to touch it with Stam Yodayim, I would contaminate it. So they did not want me to contaminate it. So they told me, wash your hands and make a bracha. But if I have in front of me food that's less than the size of a beitza, and my hands are tameh and I would touch it, nothing would happen. So therefore, the halacha basically is food that's less than the size of a beitza, according to this approach, there is no need for one to wash his hands and make a bracha. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the bread is less than the beitza but larger than a kezias, do you have to bench? Halacha l'maaseh we paskin, whether it's the raisa or the rabbanon, if you eat a kezias of bread, you mechuyev midoraisa to recite, mechuyev to recite the birchos hamazon. So maybe if you have now a beitza again is double the size of let's assume even triple the size, but let's say it's larger. For now, we'll say it's double, triple, whatever. It's larger than a kezias. If I have less than a beitza, but more than a kezias, the Mishnah Berurah has a dilemma. Do you really have to wash and make a bracha of al netilas yodayim? What's the ikur tam why Chazal wanted you to wash your hands? I told you one time. Srachtoma. Srachtoma. Nikias. You should not contaminate it. That would only apply if it's the size of a beitza, which is larger than a kezias. But there's another reason why Chazal demanded that a person wash his hands before he eats bread. It's because he will ultimately recite Birchas Hamazon. And they wanted you to wash your hands before you recite Birchas Hamazon. Not only that, they want you to also recite Maimachronim. But Maimachronim is a secondary issue. That's a secondary. But before you come to the meal, the Maimachronim is because you got dirt from the food on your hand. That's not so serious. The Melech Sodom is, so you got some dirt on your hands. What's serious is, before you sit down to eat, and you're going to recite brachos, and you're going to recite the Birchas Hamazon, which is the Raisa, we don't want there to be filth on your hand from your body or from a zuama. During the meal, you're not going to go touch dirty things because you don't want to kill yourself. But there might be other issues for the Birchas Hamazon. But the main thing is, if you're eating less than a kezias of bread, you don't have to wash, for sure. For sure you don't have to wash. And even if you wash, you don't make a bracha of al netilas yodayim. If you have bread less than the size of one displacement of one fluid ounce, you don't make an al netilas yodayim. The chatchila you should wash, but you don't. You certainly do not make the bracha of asher kedushon b'mitzvos and mitzvos al netilas yodayim if it's less than a kezias, because you're not going to be reciting Birchas Hamazon. You will not be reciting Birchas Hamazon, so therefore you don't have to wash. You don't have to make, or don't make a bracha. Washing is, certainly don't make a bracha. But now that I'm going to have a kezias, I'm going to have to recite Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon. Hey, you know, you have to have clean hands. Clean hands, you have to recite, you have to wash the Netilas Yodayim and make a bracha, Asher Kedushanim B'mitzvahis Al Netilas Yodayim. Who says? Maybe the only reason why I need to wash Netilas Yodayim is because of the tumah, the srach tumah. So in between a beitza, a kezias, and a beitza, it's a dilemma. What should you do? Halacha l'maaseh we pass, you do make a bracha. You do make a bracha. You make a bracha of al netilas yodayim in between a kezias and a beitza. But here comes the whole reason I wanted to give the shir, and that is, let's say, you know what, very nice. I have a beitza. Good, you gave me a beitza. A beitza, I'm going to eat a beitza, and memela, but I'm going to eat the beitza in more than the time period of bichdei achilas pras. So, I have here in front of me over here a beitza of bread. I'm planning to nibble away at this bread and eat this bread in more than 4 minutes. So I'm not going to bench.
But you're going to touch it.
I'm so you can touch it. That's not the problem.
The whole
problem.
The whole point was that there shouldn't be tumah on a bay of bread, whether I eat it or not.
Whether
preparing sandwiches. Theoretically,
but it's still that's the but even though you say you, so that's even I hear what you're saying, you're still touching it. I have in front of me a beitza, but I'm not you're touching it, right? You're going to touch it, so you're going to be matana it. But yet, chazal, halacha lemaisa, let's explain that. Halacha lemaisa, in the bakery at home, you go buy chalas for Shabbos. Did you ever go, oh, your wife makes chalas for Shabbos, you take them out of the oven. I can't touch the chalas in the oven until I wash. Absurd, right? No one washes. Chazal made a takana. Me'ikar ha'din, how does it all start? It all started in the time of Chazal when the bread was truma. And you touch it, you can't go put your hand into the oven to touch it because you're going to be metamit. We don't have that problem today. But Chazal made takanos that we still work with today. And today, the only time you're not allowed to touch bread is only when you're planning to eat it momentarily. If you bake challah and you want to take the challah out of the oven, you're allowed to touch it. So this halacha does not apply today. You are allowed to touch bread if you're not planning to eat the bread. Obviously, we go down one notch. The touching is not the ikar. Now, here's the dilemma. I'm sitting down to eat. I have in front of me a beitza of bread. But I'm not planning to eat the beitza of bread within 4 minutes. But I do want to eat it within 8 minutes. Is this a case, an exception to the rule, where now we give 8 minutes? When it comes to the barucha of al netilas yodayim. I'm now about to wash, and I'm going to eat a full beitza, or even a full kezias. I mean, a full beitza, full kezias. I'm not going to be benching on this beitza and this kezias. You know why not? Because I'm not going to be eating it within 4 minutes, or even within 4 minutes. And just like people are not making a bari nefesh on a cup of coffee, if they don't drink their coffee within 1 minute, if you have a cup of coffee that is exactly a teeny little cup of coffee, 3 ounces, you don't make a bari nefashos because I ended up, it was too hot. I consumed it within more than 60 seconds. So you don't make a bari nefashos. I have in front of me a kezias of bread. I do not plan to eat this kezias of bread within 4 minutes. And now, I'm not going to be reciting Birchas Hamazon. And now, do I have to wash? So he'll tell me, wash, you should wash. But do I make a brach of al netilas yodayim when you will consume the shear, but you're not going to consume the shear within So the case of a kezayis is probably you don't have to make a bracha. But let's discuss what you have when you have a beitza. You have a beitza, and you're going to eat the beitza over between 4 minutes and 8 minutes. So if you expand the scope of b'chdei achilas pras for each kezayis in the beitza, then I've eaten a beitza within the allotted period of time. I must wash, I must make a brach of al netilas yodayim. Or do we say the laws of b'chdei achilas pras for netilas yodayim are equivalent to kichoseve sagasa and to the beitza for birchas hamazon and for the tumas gevia? The Gemara only talks about the kechoseve sagasa and the beitza. The Gemara does not discuss the rules of getting a double b'chdei achilas pras, or basically expanding proportionally the zman of b'chdei achilas pras relative to the size of food that you're obligated to eat. And this is a major machlokes achronim. The Baal HaTanya Okay, this is interesting. The Balatanya is quoted as saying that you do expand the scope. You do expand it. You expand that if eating a beitza for netilas yodayim, you get double b'chdei achilas pras. And this is what it says in the Siddur. The Siddur is his, and his Siddur, the Siddur of Balatanya, he also has a whole section of halachas. The problem is it says the mamish pumfakert. It all depends. It all depends how you look at it. It all depends as you don't make a bracha. The cool is you shouldn't say the Shem Hashem. So that's the bottom line. The bottom line, at least to be mefalpel with you in this inyan, is we have four different examples of shiurim. The Gemara is a pella in and of itself. Is that b'chadei achilas pras is one size fits all. Even though you have different shiurim, and the question that is not discussed in the Gemara, and it's not really discussed in the Rishonim, is netilas yodayim. Netilas yodayim. You only make a netilas yodayim when you're planning to eat a kezayis or a kebetza. What happens if you're planning to eat a kebetza, but you're not going to eat the kebetza within 4 minutes, but within 8 minutes? Does that require you to make a bracha of al netilas yodayim? Yes or no? This is a dilemma. How far does this principle of b'chadei achilas pras go? Is it limited only to what the Gemara discussed, or it's we can apply it differently in different cases? Okay, I know I'm not a little bit vague over here, the way I could, but at least to bring out the concepts, the yesodos. Obviously, this needs to be more clarified.